the first inyan that we see in the parak about the actual process of chalitza is you have to have a bezdin. Right? This is chalitza b'shlosha dayanim, three dayanim. In the pasuk also, that's the first thing we're told about chalitza, but also yivma hashara el hazakena, to the shah. The shah always means bezdin. Targum translates it as Lasra Beis Dina, to the door of Bezdin. You always find that your Shar means the Bezdin. So you have to have Dayanim. That's the basic din. The Pella is the next words of the Mishnah tells us that Filu Shloshan Hedyotos. Even if these three Dayanim are Hedyotos, meaning they don't have Smicha, so they still have a din of Shlosha Dayanim. So the Pella is that it's a stira. The Gemara asked the Kasha. This is a stira. It starts up there. You need three dayanim. And then it says, even if they're hadyotos. So it's a stira because hadyotos means they're not dayanim. A dayan in the Torah means that he has smicha going back to Moshe. He has din of Elokim. And without that, you're not a dayan. There's no such thing. Today we have dinim, even though we don't have smicha, because what's called shlichu sayhu, that we get authority that for certain dinim, the bezdin, the old bezdin, said that for all time they're giving power, they're giving authority to a bezdin, even if that bezdin doesn't actually have smicha. But here we're saying something amazing, which is we're saying that could be hedyotos. We'll see in the Gemara, hedyotos means they could be anyone. It could be any guy in the street, right? Not even what we would call today a dayan. Stam a yid could be one of these three dayanim. So they're not dayanim, right? A bezdin is called in the Torah Elokim, and Elokim means that they have smicha. So what is this? What's the three without dayanim? So the Gemara gives a teretz. It says. It says, why does the Mishnah say dayanim? Dayanim. Why do we call them dayanim? To tell us they're able to be makra like dayanim. Makra means that they're allowed to say, to be makri means to tell the Yavam and Yavama what they're supposed to say. And each one in the Torah has what he says. The Yavama says, Ma'ein Yivmi, and the Yavam says, Lo Lachas. She says, Kacha Yasel Ish. They have things that they say. Bezdin has to be able to tell them, say this, say these words. Yerushalmi learns it from a pasuk that says, Ansa Va'amra. The woman is Ansa Va'amra. Sounds like someone is telling her what to say. She's like responding and saying. She's being told. You know, sort of like in Berchas Kohanim. The Shletzibur says it, and then the Kohen says it. They have to know how to do that, like Dayanim. And therefore, we're calling them Dayanim. That's the Taretz. Tosfos says, see, that's all they have to know. Sounds like that's all they have to know. I mean, even Hilchas Chalitza, Tosfos says, not all Rosham agree with this, but Tosfos says, Pashta says, they don't have to know. All they have to know is to tell the Yavam and Yavama where their lines are. The Shai is, what on earth is the Taretz? That's not a Taretz, why they're called Dayanim. We're calling them Dayanim. They're not Dayanim. The Stam lay people who don't necessarily know halacha, because they're able to be makrik in dayanim. What does that mean? What do you mean dayanim? When do dayanim do this? They look like dayanim. Right? When do they look like dayanim? Because they're telling the Yavam and Yavama what to say. First of all, real dayanim, do they tell the people what to say? No, I don't think so. They listen to what they have to say. So I don't know why that's like dayanim. But the bigger cash is they're not dayanim, so they don't know things. They're not a bezdin. They're not really a bezdin. So what do you mean they're calling them dayanim? Because they do something. They're like dayanim. It's like they play dayanim on TV, so we're going to call them dayanim. They're not dayanim. Like, I don't care if you could act, but they're going to put on a robe like a dayan. Like, what is it? They're not dayanim. What's it? What's it talking about? It's just a pella. The other thing is the pella is from the rest of the parak. You see many makoros that they really are dayanim, right? The Mishnah on Kuf Dalet says that if one of the dayanim are found to be a karav or apostle, let's say two of these dayanim are brothers, or one of them is a gambler. Something's possible about these people, so the chalitza is possible. And why are they possible? Who cares if karav are possible? So that's a din dayanim. There's a halacha that's learned out from Eidos that dayanim also they can't be karav or possible. Who's ever possible to be an aid also is possible to be a dayan. But they're not dayanim. They don't know anything. So what's this in? There's a psul of a dayan. The other thing we find on Kafdal, we find is a din that they can't do chalitza at night. If you do chalitza at night, even b'diyeved, the chalitza is possible, because you don't do din at night. You don't do a bez din at night. So what? This isn't a bez din. They don't know anything. On Kafvav, you find Rav Chia wanting a woman to do chalitza, and he says, biti amodi. He says, stand up. So Rashi says that why does he tell the girl to stand up? He says, stand up. He says, because Pasuk says, V'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem hariv lifnei Hashem. That they should stand up before the Bezdin. The two Balei Dinim, the two people coming in front of the Bezdin, they both have to stand and Bezdin sits. So he says, oh, so too by Chalitza, the Yavim and the Yavama, they have to stand up. So we see that this is a real bezdin going on here. Also, the Gemara says, how do we know you need three dayanim? So the Gemara says, because it says hazakenim. They come to the zakenim. Zakenim is plural. So plural would mean two dayanim. But ain't bezdin shakal. Right? You can never have two dayanim because ain't bezdin shakal is halacha. In a bezdin, that a bezdin has to be able to have a verdict. You don't want to have a tied verdict. So therefore, you want to have an odd number of dayanim in your bezin. So therefore, when it says zakenim, we understand it means three zakenim. So therefore, you have three dayanim. So three dayanim, because of ein bezin shakal, because the bezin has to be able to make decisions. There's no decision being made. Not only that these people can't make decisions, right? Even today, with Arbat Eidinim, if you don't know anything, we can't just sit, you know, get three guys off the street who never opened the Choshen Mishpat and have a din. So what's the in of the Gimel? Another just interesting din I saw, Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. It says that Vela Mashpatim Ashatasim Lefneham. These are the Mashpatim you have to put in front of the Beis Din. And it says you put the Mashpatim, you put the tools of being a judge in front of the Beis Din. It says, what are the tools of a Beis Din? A makel, a staff to beat a guy, a ritsua, a lashes to give malchus, a shofar to blow to put someone in chayrim, the sandal. Sandal for chalitza. So you see, these are things that are given over. It's given over to Beis Din. I saw also Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau in his sefer Mitzvos L'Rav Sadia Gaon. So he brings down that the Bahag and the Ri Abar Galoni in their sefer mitzvos, they have a list of mitzvos, and they both count chalitza as a mitzvah on Beis Din. It's a mitzvah on Beis Din. Right? So why is it a mitzvah on Beis Din?
The swag.
Oh. So why is it a mitzvah on Beis Din? Right? Why is it a mitzvah on Beis Din? It sounds pretty clear. And my last raya, I think I already said enough rayos, but one last thing was very interesting. There's a din of kof hei that a chalitza has to be in front of Beis Din, but if the Beis Din is outside the door, this whole Gemara there about Rabbi Kiva in jail, if there's a Beis Din, if the people are outside of the room, it doesn't work. That's considered that's considered that the Beis Din is not there. Right? And that also is learned from the fact that at Amdu Lefnei Eid B'Mishpat, there's a din that the Bali Dinim have to be standing Mamash Bifnei the Beis Din. So we see, B'Kitzer, what do we see? We see it's a din. It's a din, it's a Dayanim. They're Dayanim. So what's this inyan that they don't have to know anything and they just have to act like they know? So just a pala. Now, first when I saw the Mishnah, which is something that I think comes to mind, no one asked it, but maybe you're thinking it, is that, yeah, we have this all the time, right? Every Arab Rosh Hashanah, right? The best, the most fun mitzvah, Nozev, you get to sit there, and you sit there with three, you know, so your other Dayanim there, maybe you get to sit in the middle, and the guy stands in front of you and humbly says, Shimuna, Rabbeisai, Dayanim, Mumchim. Right? It's great. We see you can know nothing and be a mumcha. That's, you know, I always feel bad to say Kataras Nadarim because I feel like I didn't make any Nadarim this year and I try not to say Sheker. Like, why do I have to say this whole thing that's not true? Okay, but okay. All right, that's okay. I don't know. Minigal Batal Halacha. That's what we do. But really, you should know, you're not a Dayan. Even though it sounds nice and it feels good, I'm sorry, Zev, it's just not a Dayan. It's a Gemara in the Dharma in Zion says that Hataras Nedarim is not a din. It's not a din. It says you can do Hataras Nedarim when you're standing. You don't have to sit down because it's not a din. It could be done with Krovim. You could have three brothers being Matir Neder for a fourth brother. It could be at night. Right? There's no such thing. You know, even the fact that there's three, it's not necessarily from anything to do with Beis Din. It's learned in Bava Basra Kuf Chaf. It learns it. It says that V'daber al Aaron Ubanav al Kol Yisrael. See there, Chazal said it's going on parasha of that has to do with Nadarim.
Could there be a woman?
What?
Could it be
woman? So why not women? That's a good question. Why not women? But it's interesting because it's not so befeirish. So the Ramban says, Aaron Ubanov. Aaron is one, Banov is two, and therefore we learn from here that Taras Nedarim is with three. That three people, you lo yachal tzvarim, if you make a neder, you can't choose not to keep it, but other people can tell you not to do it, the number's three, right? It doesn't say because ain't best in shakal, or bad doesn't say ain't best in shakal, it's just a stam. So l'char, this is really a unique din here. Chalitza is a very unique din, that this is a mishpat going on without any sort of being a mumcha. So one thought is that generally in a Beis Din, so you need to make a decision about something. Over here, there's no decision you're making. But the etzem, what you're doing, is an act of din that has to be done as a Beis Din. We mentioned that the minol, the sandal, is something that Beis Din has to have. This is one of the mishpatim of Beis Din. Just like a whip and a shofar. It's a mishpat of Beis Din. Chayra, one thing you could say, Pashit, is that what's being done here is a mishpat. Right? You're being mavaz of someone. To spit out someone is a very big deal. Right? It's lose your mavayish someone berabim. This is a big thing going on here. You're being mavayish him, you're making him barefoot. It has to do with being, something's being mavayish him. And it says, kocha ye'as alish. This is what should be done to him. It's what's the pshat? It's not just like the Yavam is doing this and going free. She's being mavayish. No. It's Beis Din is doing it. This is being done not because the Yavam, this guy's being a dope for not doing Yibam. No. Kocha ye'as. There's a mishpat here. There's a mishpat going on here against the Yavam. Male, we could say. They don't have to know things because there's nothing to know. They're not passing them. The Mishpat is the Chalitza. That itself is the Mishpat. And the Mela, what do we want from them? We want that they should be Yodim Lahakros Ki'in Dayanim. They should be able to act at the procession like Dayanim because the Pshat is, the Tzur of a Chalitza is that there's an Abezdin saying, this is what should be done to the Yavam. this is what's proper to be done to the Yavam. It's a terrible thing, just spitting at a guy. But no, this is what's proper to be done, and it's being done as a mishpat. So being done as a mishpat is something we want there to be a Beis Din there. So that's definitely a machshava. There's still more to add, though. I think there's still something here that was troubling me. It was on Kuf Dalet. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, it's a halacha that Gemar Din is at night. You're allowed to do Gemar Din at night, but Tchilas HaDin is in the daytime. That the back and forth of Beis Din, the whole Masa Matan, the Dayanim, listening to the two sides, and figuring out what's right and fighting back and forth, that has to be done in the daytime. And at nighttime, though, it says the Gemara Din, the actual Psak, you could do at night. Why is that? So it's not totally clear. The Rambam quotes what Bayas is quoted by Shem Rabbi Meir, that has something to do with, like, by Tsaras. You have to see the Tsaras in the daytime. And it's that the daytime is a time for being Mavara things. So you Mavara things in the daytime. The nighttime, you could do the actual Psak. So it's interesting to me, why I wasn't totally happy with my Mahalach, is that the Gemara says, the Halacha, Chalitza is a din of Tchilas din. It's like the beginning part of din, and therefore it's possible at night. But it's not just a punishment. Punishment is Gemara din. That Betzim could be at night, but this is like sort of the Masu Matan going on. So, I thought that was very strange. Like, what do you mean? Why is this like Tchilas din? This is the din. There's no din going on. So I saw some Arzarua that just made me think something a little bit too wild to say over. But I'll tell you, Arzarua, Zev says go for it. So the Arzarua says it. It's an interesting Arzarua. You can see it. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. It's extremely interesting. It's in, I think it's Tavshin Memhei. He says like this. He says, what are we talking about Tchilas Din and Gemara Din? He says, the pshat is that it's, Pashas, he says, it's Tchilas Din, because this is freeing her from the Zika from her husband, the dead husband. He says, but maybe it's Gemara Din. And he says, maybe it's Gemara Din. He says, as far as to say it's Gemara Din, is that the beginning of the din was when her husband died. That was the beginning of freeing the woman from the husband. But it's not completed, because she's still a little bit stuck to her husband, because the dead husband has a right for her to do yivam. So the chalitza is the gemara din. That's the final act being mat to her from her husband. And therefore it's a din. It's like the din of freeing her from her husband. Okay, exactly what it means, honestly, I don't know. You can look there, it's a wild Arzarua. He comes out of that Arzarua with the amazing chiddush he learned getting, you're not even going to believe that anyone could say it. He says a get also has to be done in the daytime. He says a get at nighttime is also possible. It's an interesting Arzarua. But I want to take it one point from the Arzarua, is that he's seeing the din as a din that's between her and her husband. Her dead husband. So that I thought was very interesting. Just the concept of what's going on is that this is a din, it's a Beis Din, but it's not your regular Beis Din, because it's not a real Beis Din between actual living people. Living people, so they each of them have their right to Tainas. Here, this is a din, but it's a Torah's din. There's an issue between her and her husband. And what do we want? What's the Chalitza doing? The Chalitza is being mavarer that there's no Zika. She's showing, I've done everything I could to be making shame, and now I can't do it. And she's showing what she did, and now, oh, she's being mavarer that it's finished. It's being mavarer that she's moving weiter. So that bearer is being called a din. It's like a mishpah going on, and being mavarer, yes, you could remarry. So that aspect of mishpat. It's also interesting that even b'di'evit is pasal. So then the chalitza, even b'di'evit is pasal if it's done in the daytime. So it's an interesting thing, because. because this Yerushalmi, Tosfos Yerushalmi, that by a real din Torah, b'diyeved, the din would be kosher if you were done at night. So if you're done at night, if you do a chalitza at night, even b'diyeved is possible. Whereas if you do a din Torah at night, b'diyeved is kosher. It's like a very palatable thing. So the Ksos says something very interesting. The Ksos writes, he says, no, it's because legabe regular din, the beginning of the din, the whole back and forth and decision, that's just preliminary to your psak din. The whole din really is your psak din. You could be pasik a din, taskin a din, if it was absolutely pashit, without having any masa matan. So the real din is psak. The whole tchilas din isn't so chashit. Over here by chalitza, the tchilas, what we're calling tchilas a din, that is the din. The whole din, there's no psak. Bezin isn't issuing a psak. They can't issue psak, they're not dayanim. But the din is, this is a maisa of mishpat, the chalitza. The mail, that is the din itself. And if it's done at night, it's not a din. If it's not a din, it doesn't work. That chalitza is a maisa of din. It's like a metziah, it's a chefs of din. That it's the bearer that this woman could remarry, that she tried to get Yibam. So that's, that could possibly be another level of understanding what's the mishpat. So mishpat, you don't need mumchen because the mishpat is doing the parashas chalitza. It's not making any decisions. So one last problem. Just the last problem. I thought this is to me this was like the hardest problem, is that the Gemara says that you need three zakenim because ain't bezin shakal. Bezin can't be shakal. So if it's true what we're saying, and it has to be true what we're saying, l'chayra has to be true. I'm not saying everyone agrees with this, but I think it has to be true. That there's no, they're not giving a psak. They're not voting and giving a psak. So what's the end of ain't best in shakal? What does that mean? So l'chayra. Tosus gives a teretz. I'm just going to say Tosus teretz, second teretz, because that's the only teretz I really could wrap my head around. He says that you need three. In a chinami, there's no vote going on. They don't have to know any halacha, but it's to have a shein bezdin. A bezdin is three people. It's not just about having a vote. You know, bezdin needs three people. Like if you have two people who say that Reuven's chayv to Shimon, two dayanim, Reuven's not chayv. You need three people. If you have two people saying it's chayv and one person saying it's potter, it works. Reuven's chayv to Shimon because there's a bezdin being mechayv. Three people is just a din and has to be a bezdin. It's interesting. There's a Pirkei to Rav Elazar, Perek Yates. It says apparently this was the minhag in the times of the Pirkei to Rav Elazar. He says that the minhag Yisrael is to have, this is not brought halacha, strangely, but minhag Yisrael is to have 10 people at a chalitza, 10 dayanim. So 10 is a funny number, because it's an even number. How do you have 10? So, the pshat is, you don't be'etzem need a bezdin shakal. You're not taking a vote. It's just if you don't have three people, you don't have the chashivas of a bezdin. Three people is the minimum number of a bezdin. Right, a bezdin, lots of inyanim, you know, interesting din is that there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that's something called a mumchal rabbin. Like the Gadol Hadar, the din is he's let a paskin, even mamnes de kashaylos, even biyachidi, even without a bezdin, legabe the decision. However, it's pointed out, maybe a quick place to see this, Rambam Sanhedrin, Perikei, Halacha Yudches, that even though he could paskin in mamnes, but he's not a bezdin. There are many din that need a bezdin, and anything that needs a bezdin needs to be. Right, like for Geirus, or for Kiddush HaChodesh, or for Knas, or even for a Shvua, the famous Pasuk of Nikra Baal Baisel Kim, that for Shvua you need it. The Rabbim says Hodah, the Siddin Hodah is only Machayiv if you're Moda before Bezdin. It has to be in front of three people. If in a Chanam, one Gadol Hador Kapaskin, a Mumkul Rabbim Kapaskin, but there's something called a Shein Bezdin, that's a certain authority that this is Mishpat, and Mela. You have to have this body of mishpat acting like a dayan, and that makes a chalitza. curious point here in the sugya is on Kaf Aleph, it says that even though three is enough for a chalitza, however, lechatchilo, we require five. We try to get five. Says, why do you get five? So Rabbi Huda said he needed five. The Gemara says, we don't hold like Rabbi Huda, you don't need five, but still, it's good to have five, lepersumi milsa, in order to do a farse. Pursue, right? Hanukkah is on its way. Pursumi nisa. So pursumi milsa, we should have five. So it sounds, shver. Well, first of all, what's that about? It's a funny thing. So Rashi says a pshat, it's such a shver pshat, it's hard to say over. He says, well, because people have to know that a Kohen can't marry her. Okay. A chalus is asut rabbanan to a Kohen, that's true. Okay, fine. Then he says so that everyone should want to marry her, because everyone's going to hear about it, and ooh, the Shadchanim are also going to hear, and the Shadchanim will descend. Okay, what could be, right? Baruch Hashem, in those days, almanas could get Shidduchim. Okay, we want to help her get Shidduchim, this is going to help. It's a pal. It's just a pal. I just thought it was just a pal. It's like, it's so random. This is going to help her Shidduchim, and okay, if we want to help her Shidduchim, why don't we help everyone Shidduchim? Okay, let's do this. Every single girl, when she starts, gets on the market, we should convene a bezin of five and be pursuing milsa. Right? Isn't that a great solution? Like it's a pill. Why don't we do it by gets? You know, together. She also has to remarry. Or a woman who's not zakuk to hifam. Like, what on earth is Rashi, where does he come from? So the other thing that bothered me is that there's such a better teretz. I'm really like the Meiri, he says, the pshat is pashut, because this is a hiddur mitzvah and mitzvah chalitza. He doesn't explain what he means, but it's so pashut what he means. The whole chalitza has an in and of presumi milsa. You know, what is it? Right, there's a din that you have to go to the shar ha'ir, and the Sefri says you have to go to the gova shal ir, a very noticeable place in the city. And it has to be, a bunch of dinim. It says that presume milsa, it says you have to, it's interesting, they made a whole deal. It says Rabbi Huda would tell people to come to the chalitza. He says you should bring a zirza dekani. He told people, bring a big, like, thing, a big block of canims to sit on. So what was that about? Why is he telling me that? So the Gemara explains that, no, this is part of the presumi milsa. We want to have a place. The Gemara said you have to designate the place. It has to be, that you have to, like, sort of like announce tomorrow there's going to be a chalitza in this place. And he wanted it to be that it's mefursam. It's brought in halacha. It should be, even though we say hadyotus, we should try to get chashuva people. So chashuva people also, it seems like that's the idea. The grass is, l'maisa, the pasuk says zikne iro. So even though it says hadyotus, but the concept is you want chashuva people, the leaders of the city to come, memela, you'll tell other people to come, and this is going to make a big rash. Now why would that be? So it's the whole chalitza. What's the whole chalitza? It's that the Gemara says at the end of the chalitza, everyone there, not just that, everyone yells out, Chol Tanal, Chol Tanal. It says, V'nikra Shmo Bi Yisrael, Chol Tanal. In Yisrael, this should be his name, Chol Tanal. Right? It's a din that even the people more than three, even the five Dayanim, they should all be kosher. The Gemara says it's possible with Geirim. Just like din is possible with Geirim, so too even the extra Dayanim, even the extra people you bring in should be possible with Dayanis. It's dam as a piersum, you wouldn't need that. But what's the pshat? You're trying to make a chalos of a nikra shmo b'Yisrael. Right? The problem is that the yavam is not being making shame. Connected that, we're making a big shame here. The cover for the cover of the mace. You're making a shame. That's the whole thing, is to make a shame and to call him. The nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chal tanah. The whole thing is for a shame. So Mel, it's so pashut why you want to be mefarsei. Right? So I thought that's what the Meiri has in mind, is that this is a hider mitzvah. There's a mitzvah here, but the mitzvah comes with the hider mitzvah. who's very happy with that pshat, and I have a miri that says it, but I want to say something to Rashi. So I just had a thought. My thought is based on what we said last week, is we said there's a machlokis. We tried to build this, a machlokis be sowed in what's the mitzvah of chalitza. Right? One mahalach, we said, b'shem the Rambam and the Zohar. Okay. I don't know if Rambam believes in the Zohar, but the idea was is that chalitza is an alternative to yivam. Yivam is to be making shame. You can't do yivam, so this is like an alternative consolation prize, is that you are being a certain level of a kama shame. This is a mila. Zohar says it's a big mila for the nefesh hameis. The Rambam says it's not as good as yivam, but it's a positive. It's a positive type of mitzvah that has a positive toelas. Oh, very nice. And if so, we understand there's a hiddur in the mitzvah, right? Many things we spoke about last week. There's hiddurim in this mitzvah of being mefarsem kavod hameis. But if you remember last week, we said Rashi did not hold this way. Rashi in Sanhedrin Yud Ches. So he writes that the reason why a melech, the wife of a melech dies, and the woman falls to yivam, she doesn't do chalitza. Rashi simply says it's because she can't remarry. The woman can't remarry. She can't remarry. There's no reason to do chalitza. So l'chari Rashi was the second sign in our chakir, is to say that no, it's just a solution. It's a solution. It's allowing this woman to remarry. The mitzvah is to do this, and through this mitzvah, the woman will be allowed to remarry. But it's not to ask for something positive. It's just that if she's going to remarry, she needs this. She needs to fulfill this mitzvah. In Cain, I can understand where Rashi is coming from. Stop farsim, why be farsim? The pshat is that the point of this mitzvah is the whole chalitza is coming as a heter lanase. This is the Torah's way for her, even though it's a mitzvah, but the point, it's not a positive mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in order to be matter her to remarry. How are you matter her to remarry? So you have to get off of her the zika of her original husband. She's an almana, right? It's hard to marry an almana. People often don't want to marry almanas, but an almana that still has this zika, the neshama of her husband is still hanging around her head, so that's harder. If she doesn't want to get remarried, okay, let's keep it that way. But if she wants to get remarried, the Torah gave chalitza to say yes, and be mefarsem, that yes, she's free, the zika's off. She's been a good wife and she's freed from the zika. And that's exactly why the Torah wants to be a farsim. The whole reason you're doing this is to help this woman, she should be able to remarry, that she shouldn't be zakik anymore. So the meila, part of that is she should get more shidduchim. Right? Because the dafka, because she's a yivama, we're worried about her shidduchim. Right? The almana's got, grusha's got, but the zakik yivama's had a hard time. So this is the Torah's mitzvah, and it helps out the yivamas. Okay. All right, Rabbi Isai. So, Beshem will keep going. If people get ahead, I'll just say my plan is that I just want to say on Mrs. Chalitza. Bezus Hashem will do the, when we get into Beis Shammai, so we'll do it, but I'll do it too, but I don't think I'm going to, if I give Sharon, it'll be very little, just so that'll help me to catch up. And then Cheirish, Perk Cheirish will, I'll say again on. But this will keep. Okay. All right.